Hi, I'm Bluebell.
And I'm Poppy.
Meow.
No.
All right, do it all.
Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Niall.
And welcome back to our podcast, Sweet and Sour, where we discuss all the sweet and the sour parts of life.
The good and the bad, whilst tucking into some delicious food.
In today's episode, we're chatting about our new house.
Yep, we're in the new house.
Yeah, we've just moved. So we chat quite a lot about furniture, about how we felt when we moved, future plans.
The big day of actual moving.
Yeah.
And, well, touch a little bit on that period in between houses where we moved out of Fulham.
Yeah, the process. We talk about the process, yeah. The mortgage and renting v buying. There's lots of
and plans
of
for the future
chats.
With the yeah. house. Yeah, and on the menu today is some freshly squeezed orange juice, which I made with my new juicer, which I'm very proud of. Been using a lot.
Yeah, you have.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast, and we'll see you on the other side.
Cheers.
Ching, ching.
Ching, ching. Cling, cling.
It's not alcoholic today.
Yeah, the last one was gin.
Kind of wish it was.
I'm going to quieten down my laugh today as well. After that drunken episode.
Was there a lot of laughing in that one?
Yeah, me. Just me.
A lot of loud laughter.
A horrible loud laugh.
So today we have some freshly squeezed orange juice. No food today.
And a fresh house.
Freshly squeezed orange juice in our fresh house.
Our fresh new
on
house.
On our fresh table.
Yeah, fresh table came yesterday. Our new dining table.
It's wonderful. So this table literally got delivered yesterday, didn't it?
Yeah.
And we had
been
to wait.
Waiting a while. They made it. They actually made it on delivery.
To order. Yeah. And it's made out of recycled wood.
It's lovely. And we've got a bench. I've always wanted a bench.
Bench. So we're in the new house, obviously. Things are pretty much coming together.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't even told... Well, yeah, we did talk about it, but we haven't really told the story of... We kept everything back, didn't we, for ages, because we didn't want to, like, jinx ourselves when we were going through the process of buying this house. But now we can actually talk about it.
Well, yeah, now we're in the new house. It's obviously happened.
I was too scared to talk about it till we were actually in it, though.
Yeah.
I didn't even let myself get excited about the new house until, like, a week before moving. I was like, right, okay, it shouldn't fall through now.
I feel like it didn't sink in until we actually moved in.
But
the actual
then,
moving day, it was surreal, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it sunk in for me a few days after.
Yeah.
We kind of went, it was really weird, because we came in the house, and we're like, I was so nervous, because we were both vlogging as well, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was vlogging, and I didn't really know how to put sentences together. I was like, it just felt really strange, because I was feeling so many different things.
Yeah.
After like a 6-month build-up.
I know, it was crazy. Yeah, you were saying you were really nervous in the car.
Yeah, I felt like I was about to do an audition. When I was actually just going into my house.
I felt okay until we actually pulled up in the drive. Or no, maybe when we got the keys from the estate agent.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, shit, I'm feeling a bit nervous too.
Yeah.
I don't really get nervous about things like that. But it was a good day.
Yeah. But when we came in, I do remember we kind of were looking around and we went a bit quiet.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think it was just a lot, wasn't it?
Yeah.
After so long.
Even now when I walk around the house... I think how weird it is that it's actually like become a reality.
Yeah.
Especially because of where we moved to. And I just remember seeing the house that day. And especially because we had so much competition in getting the house. So
yeah,
many people showed an interest and bidded on the house. I just thought it would never become a reality.
No.
And now I'm like, oh, we're actually the couple that got the house and we're actually
yeah.
living in the house now. It's just crazy.
I know. And it's so weird now owning a house rather than renting.
Yeah.
Like, actually being able to be like, oh, that wall looks shit, I'm going to change it.
Which is basically all the walls.
Yeah, maybe changing all of them.
Yeah, so we've been here for maybe a couple of weeks now.
2 weeks.
Today?
No, yesterday.
Oh, yeah, it's Friday.
2 weeks
today,
yesterday.
Yeah. 2 weeks yesterday, and...
Like a blur, doesn't it? It feels like a really long 2 weeks, in a good way, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like we're in a bubble. It's like the engagement bubble again.
It's like being on holiday. That's what I kind of felt like the first few mornings waking up.
After being engaged. Yeah, we've got engaged, by the way, guys.
Do they not know? They know that, no?
They briefly know. We got engaged in Bali. That's what they know.
Right.
But that's all. That's kind of where we left off in the last episode. But yeah, we got engaged.
Woohoo!
I got my ring on.
For once. She actually remembered to put it on.
No, it's just that I don't want to hurt it.
Hurt it?
I'm not used to having expensive jewellery. I just wear like £2 rusty jewellery.
Fair enough. I mean, I don't think people wear their engagement ring all the time, do they?
No. I want to take care of it.
Just sometimes would be nice because it was expensive.
But yeah, we're engaged and it's been quite a while we've been engaged now, hasn't it?
Yeah. I can't remember like what we've said about it or what we haven't.
Nothing,
on the podcast.
Really. We just said we got engaged in Bali. We're having an engagement party. That was the last episode with Brian the Gin.
Okay. So yeah, that was crazy. That seems like so long ago now though.
Yeah, that does seem like so long ago. But it's the same feeling after. But I feel like this is lasting a bit longer, this bubble.
What, the house bubble?
Yeah. Because the engagement bubble, like we were on holiday, which was really nice. Getting engaged on holiday, obviously, because then you're just together.
It's nice for you. It wasn't nice for me in the build-up.
Because you were stressed. Yeah. No, but after the holiday, you're kind of back to reality. But now our reality is the bubble. Do you know what I mean?
I think so, yeah.
I feel like that was a bit of a weird string of
No,
words.
Well, yeah, we got engaged in Bali. And then when we came back, it was kind of back to reality because we went straight back into the house stuff.
Yeah, and we still didn't know if we had the house.
We got the mortgage. We got accepted on the mortgage on the flight over.
Oh, yeah, which took forever because of what we do.
That was a very stressful part. So we got that. That was a good start to the holiday. I kind of saw that as a sign that, yeah, it's all going
I'm
gonna right.
I'm going to propose.
Full speed ahead. Get down on one knee.
Yeah, you were really happy, weren't you? It was on our stopover on the way to Bali.
Singapore.
I got the email.
Yeah, that was a really good way to start. And then when we got back from Bali, it was, well, we had to move out.
Well, then we had all the trouble. We had more trouble then. So we thought we'd got through we'd never anticipated the difficulty of buying a house. Like, our parents both told us that, you know, it's one of the most stressful things in life.
Yeah.
Other than divorce and, I was going to say death, but...
Yeah, that's pretty difficult.
Really,
you never really bounce back.
I can't remember the three things my dad said. Like, there's three things in life that are the most stressful: blah blah blah, divorce, and moving house. Something
probably
else.
Death.
Maybe that's marriage.
The actual marriage.
No, but what was I saying?
You were talking about the because we got the mortgage, and then
I remember the stress. Yeah,
I listened back to a previous podcast, and we were talking about, oh, the mortgage part is the really difficult part, and then the next part is solicitors, and that'll be easy.
What I was going to say first, though, on that process, before the mortgage, when we picked our house, we were obviously really lucky in getting it easily. So we thought from that first, the beginning of the process, we were like, oh, this is easy.
Yeah.
We won against 40 bidders.
Yeah, what's everyone talking
house?
About?
Yeah.
Difficult get.
And then we
we're
came
amazing.
Down to earth and realised that actually, no.
Yeah, we came back from Bali. We had, a week or 2 weeks before we had to move out?
Yeah, so we originally, we thought we were going to move before Bali. Mm. So when we first got our house, we got our offer accepted because we were bidding against quite a lot of people for this house because I think because of the area and, I don't know, it was a very wanted house, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And so we went into a bid, didn't we? So everybody had to put in their best offer.
Yeah.
And I was a bit savvy, business savvy. I learned that from my management, actually, because I'm not a very business savvy person usually. But yeah, we just got it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Just like,
we just
I
went
was
a
like,
little bit over what everyone else offered.
Yeah, because I knew everybody would do something and they did. And I was like, we'll just go a little bit more.
Yeah.
And we did.
And we got it.
Which was very lucky. Then we went into the mortgage, which was really difficult.
Yeah.
Because of our jobs being self-employed.
Yeah, we got rejected on one.
Yeah.
And then they took ages to get back for the second one, who did eventually accept us.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what I was going to say. So we originally were supposed to move quickly, weren't we? That's what I was going to say. The chain we were in wanted it to be a really quick turnaround.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So they
yeah.
wanted it to be May. Because we found this house in March.
Yeah.
They wanted it to be May. We were like, what? That's so soon. We thought the process would be longer than that.
Yeah.
And then it got pushed back to June. And then it was kind of certain it was going to be the end of June. Then we decided we'd give up our rented flat, didn't we? Because we had to do that. We had to, we had to take that risk. We had to try and get out of our contract early, so we had to buy out, which was really annoying.
Yeah.
And our landlord luckily was nice, and we pretended that we were going to have a baby.
I was like, mate, we really need to just move out of this house. Like, we really like the flat, but it's just time for us to move on to the next step of our life. Me and Megan want to try for a baby. He can't say no to that, can he?
We were scared he was going to say no, and then we would have found this house and be like, we can't even move out. So we had to like make up some serious story for him to not be able to say no.
Yeah, but... Oh, sorry, Siri.
I thought as much.
Nice of you to join in, Siri. Yeah, but I think he probably knew how easy it would be to get new tenants in this flat, which it proved to be extremely easy, didn't it?
Yeah, well, London...
It didn't even go on the market, the flat.
No, the London property market is crazy, isn't it?
So then we had to move out of the flat.
But then the house got pushed back.
And then,
So then we moved in with my mum for what ended up to be 2 months rather than 2 weeks.
It was supposed to be 2 weeks. We thought, oh, that's all right, you know, these things happen. And then eventually...
And then it was 2 months.
2 months. It was actually 2 months.
Not that I don't like living with my mum.
No, but, you know... It was quite a lot for your mum as well, because we're not just... It's not like it's just you. It's you and me plus two pets.
Well, plus my mum works at home, so do we.
Yeah.
So there was, like, all of us trying to work at home. My mum's a therapist, as you guys know, if you listened to that episode. So we had to respect that when she had clients. We obviously... She had, you know, vulnerable people. And if I was just chatting to my camera, that's not going to work, is it?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, it did just get a little bit much, didn't it? And also, like, moving back in with parents after living, you know, by yourself for 6 years is a bit strange.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I wouldn't be able to do that with my parents.
But I do love my mum.
No, yeah, but luckily your mum's so chilled and laid back, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we did eventually move. Now, we've been in there 2 weeks, and so we've bit by bit sounded like you there. Bit by bit.
The Rachel's coming out in Niall.
So bit by bit, we've just been getting furniture coming through and dribs and drabs, really. The first big thing we got that was the sofa, I'd say.
Yeah.
That was like the main thing. We were sleeping on a mattress on the floor for a good week.
Yeah, I had quite a bad back from that. I was quite surprised. I thought it'd be
But that made me feel like I was on holiday too for some reason. Like waking up in like an unusual setting, like on the floor, just thinking like, you're like, you know when you like stay over someone's house?
You're camping. That's what it felt like to me, which I wasn't too fond of.
Yeah, and the weather was so good for like the first week, I swear.
I mean, the weather's still good here. Me and Niall always say, actually, where we live now, it's weird, like with the sky... It looks like a film. There's always really big, white, fluffy clouds. And in London, we didn't really ever see that. It's more like either blue, like just plain blue or plain grey.
I think it might be the buildings and pollution, probably a mixture.
Yeah, but the weather has been...
But it's always sunny.
Yeah.
That's it. It's just always sunny here.
I mean, it's going to stop. It has rained. Right?
I did grow up here, so I do know for sure that it rains.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's just nicer being out in the country. Not that we're really in the country, but it's nicer being
It's just so much nicer not walking out the door and going out into hecticness. I just started to feel so cramped and, like, claustrophobic in London.
Mm. So you're liking life in the new house then? You feel freer?
Yeah, I've been vlogging loads as well, which I love.
I've definitely noticed a spring in your step.
What do you mean?
You just seem like re-inspired, you know?
Yeah.
I think when you're a content creator, especially someone who documents your day-to-day life so much, it's very important how you're feeling about
That's
your environment.
That's what I told you.
Yeah.
But I think you thought I was just, like, wanting a change, but it's not about that.
No, I could understand what you're saying. The only thing I was worried about is that because you're such a proactive person, you're always on to the next thing. And, well, we'll see in 2 years' time. She's probably going to be like, this house is...
Won't.
I feel claustrophobic in this place.
No, it's not just about the building. It's about the surroundings.
Yeah.
Like, in London, we live on such a busy street. You walked out the door. Like, I was saying to you the other day, even, like, going and putting the bins out here... Oh, Blue's having a bark. She's christened the bark in the house on the podcast. Yeah. Even like putting the bins out, and also safety wise, I feel so safer here.
What about putting the bins out?
When I put the bins out here,
can you clarify that? You feel safer putting the bins out. It's not like we were living in Compton. We were living in Fulham, no, Southwest Sofa, London. Like,
I don't know. I used to get too scared to go out my front. There'd be people walking past constantly, and I was just like in my pajamas with the bins, like, all right.
Megan prefers to not see any other humans ever. She hasn't seen anyone for 2 weeks.
That's a lie. You said I've been seeing too many people.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, I think I was a bit... I was stressed because I was trying to stay on top of work, i.e. filming my Instagram recipe videos, as well as doing all the furniture stuff. And not that I was doing it by myself, but...
No, I did half and half.
Yeah, so it was just... You know when you feel like you've just got so much to do and you just feel like you're going under?
But that's what I spoke about in another episode. Like, you look at all the things you need to do as, like, a clump sometimes. Yeah. Whereas, like, when your mind is clearer, you don't... You just take each thing one step at a time. But if you're...
Yeah.
Like, I know what you mean.
But I think I was stressed out because of that. And then on top of that, I was stressed out because I was stressed out and I wanted to just enjoy it.
That's what I do.
But anyway... That was last week. This week's been a lot better. I feel like I'm on top of things.
I'm on cloud nine.
I've joined Megan on cloud nine. And we're loving the place. The kitchen was already in a pretty good nick, wasn't it? Not much needed to be done there.
Yeah, now I was loving life in the kitchen.
I absolutely love it. My cooker. Oh. My juicer as well. Oh. And my sage blender. The sofa is amazing.
Just describe your room to the podcast. There's a plant in the corner. There is currently some curtains blowing in the wind.
I'm sure you guys have probably seen pictures, but
Yeah, if you check out our YouTube channel, we're documenting it. I'm documenting it.
Yeah.
I'm having so much fun documenting everything.
And we did have designs for the living room, but I feel like it's not all gone to...
No, it hasn't.
The sofa's just about three times the size of...
Well, I picked a different sofa. Picked. Yeah, we're getting help from a interior designer.
Sian Bly, shout out.
She's really good.
It's definitely helped us a lot, just being able to visualise.
Well, and it just takes a bit of pressure off, because obviously we are busy working as well, so yeah. I can't just sit down and design a whole home, can we?
Yeah. So is the living room done? I mean, obviously, all the walls need painting, because they're in quite bad condition. And there's lots of holes that I've filled in. I've become a Mr. DIY man, haven't I?
Yeah, you need to be a DIY dad, please.
It's very sexist of Megan to say that, but I don't mind. I feel like a bit of sexism is okay if it's if both parties are okay with it.
Yeah, but I do want you to be a DIY dad when we have kids. When we have kids.
So I've been drilling lots of holes in the walls. I've been filling holes in the walls. And... Just, yeah, doing lots of things with whole... yeah. I had to catch myself saying that. That would have sounded weird. But yeah, what's the plans now for the house?
Well, there's still loads to do, obviously. I mean, our main priority was this room, wasn't it?
The living room.
Which is nearly there, I'd say. Kitchen. Yeah, because it's the big communal social space.
Yeah.
Because we do want to have a housewarming at some point, don't we? But we were hoping it was going to be a summery one, but obviously because of the house got pushed back, it's not.
It's probably going to be a Halloween one.
Yeah, that'll be fun though.
That'll be good.
Fancy dress, housewarming.
Yeah, that'll be good. And then we've got designs for all over the house, really. You've got your walk-in wardrobe.
Yeah.
Have you booked that in?
Yeah, I've booked that. It's going to be about 3 weeks. I'm going to get the wardrobes built.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to get my fancy wallpaper on one wall.
Yeah, what's that spotty one?
Yeah.
We're going to do that in the bedroom. I don't think we should.
No, sure. I want to have a few feature walls. That's something that I really think is cool. Like when you've got cool wallpaper like that. What? Yeah. Why are you smiling like that?
Megan fancies herself an interior designer now.
You said yourself that I'm doing really well.
She's shown natural flair.
I do. I think that's going to be my next career.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, yeah, I think you've done really well. And
I just find it really fun because I like making things cozy.
Yeah, and like what I was saying with you being proactive, for instance, booking the walk-in wardrobe is getting things actually done, and the carpets, and yeah.
You've got to, because everything takes time. Like yeah. When you, furniture takes weeks to come. So that stressed me out when we were waiting for the house to complete, to exchange, because we couldn't.
Trying to sync it all up.
Yeah, we couldn't get furniture in quickly, so that's why we've only just got our dining table.
But quite often people that live in houses, they're just never finished. You know, when you walk into someone's house and it's just like, oh yeah, that needs...
Yeah,
like,
but it's because we work at home, I think. Yeah. That, like, it's...
We're always around.
Yeah.
And your job can kind of be centred around that.
Vlog day to day, don't I? So
it's opportunity to make content.
It's fun.
Yeah. And I've got... I don't know if you guys know, but I've got a shed down the end of the garden.
I've got a shed.
I've got my own room.
What are you doing
with the shed? I've put my drum kit in there. And I haven't played drums in about 2 years, but my drums are in there. They're not set up yet. I need to find some time, but I'm very much looking forward to that.
Like your bloody driving lessons.
Yeah. So this is another thing, because we're not living in London. The public to be fair, the bus route is quick, reliable, and it's very close to our house, the bus stop. But I do need to drive because you can't get Ubers everywhere at the drop of the hat, and you can't get the tube everywhere. So, yeah, that's something that I need to do, I know.
And we have got a possible plan for the shed in the garden, don't we? But we're kind of keeping that secret at the moment.
Yeah, there's one, like, summer cabin, which is kind of insulated with...
Well, that's got electric and everything, is it? That's
my drum room.
That's a living area. You could live in
there. That's my man cave. And then there's another shed.
Which is a shed.
We might put some... What? Everyone's guessed it anyway.
Secret.
Okay.
Well, we've got big plans to beep out that word he just said.
But we'd need electricity in there for that, you know.
Yeah, it's all right. We'll sort it out in a year's time.
And I'm looking at the garden. I think I might take the garden on as my project, my domain.
Well, we've got a greenhouse, so we want to start growing our own vegetables, don't we? Because we've got a herb garden as well.
Which your mum pointed out. I just thought it was a load of shrubs, really, little plants.
Got thyme, we got parsley,
rosemary, which I used yesterday actually in a recipe.
Did you?
Yeah, there's nothing like walking out into your own garden picking some fresh rosemary.
We're right country bumpkins,
from your
herb
patch.
Well, I made an apple crumble from our apple tree.
Oh yeah. Oh my god. Megan goes out with a basket down the garden, picks up her apples, makes some apple crumble. I was like, what is this? What have we become?
We've got a pear tree as well, I love it.
It was a nice apple crumble, to be fair.
Yeah, even Niall approved. I was too scared to have him taste it.
Yeah, well, my nan. My nan.
Your nan.
My nan.
I
just had a flashback of what...
Your nan.
She made an apple crumble for me every single week and brought it up.
Oh, you used to eat little apple crumbles, the Kipling ones too, didn't you?
They're the apple pies, yeah.
Apple pies.
I ate a lot of them. I ate a lot of apple crumble, and this is why I was a fat kid. And this is why people made...
You a fat man.
This is why people made fun of me for having moves.
You don't have moves.
I used to.
I'm going to make you a fat dad.
Yeah, please don't. Yeah, so the garden is actually really, really nice. And...
It's so nice to just have, like, a nice area to want to go out in, though, because in our London garden, we did have one, but I don't know, there was just something about it that
it
wasn't...
It was completely enclosed by other gardens. You had big flats that looked down onto our garden, because it was, like, a four-storey flat.
It was very modern as well. It was very, like...
No grass.
No, it was... This one's quite, like, got quite a lot of character, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was saying on my vlog yesterday, or day before yesterday... When I was having that day when it was cloudy, just like walking outside and going out, like just getting out of a building and it being peaceful really helped me.
Cleared
so
your
just
mind.
Just sitting in the garden, like this morning I was hungover and I felt like shit. And I was like, oh, for God's sake.
What, does the garden cure hangovers?
Well, I did sprints in the garden this morning. But yeah, no, just going out in the garden, so nice. There's something not inviting about our other garden before.
Well, all the foxes.
Oh, yeah.
All the fox shit everywhere.
Yeah.
And Bluebell didn't really like it. Bluebell loves the garden, but I can't wait to get Poppy in there too.
Yeah, so Poppy's currently not here, our cat, because it's quite a long story, but I feel like I want to say it because I feel like people think we don't love our cat, but we love our cat a lot.
We do. We did it because we love her.
Yeah, so she's currently at my mum's still. Because we're actually going away next week to do a few exciting things.
Yeah.
And with cats moving into a new house, it's quite stressful, obviously. But then also with them going outdoors, you don't want them to run away, do you? So you need to keep them in for a while.
Yeah.
So they get used to the scents and stuff.
Yeah.
So we thought, apparently, putting butter on their paws is a really good thing to do. People were telling me on my vlog. Butter. I don't know why, but loads of people said it. So we're going to put butter on it, Paws. It's true, I don't know why. But
that's so weird.
Yeah. So by the time
so they smell it on the ground or something maybe. When they're walking back? Because it's dairy, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, she would probably just lick it, wouldn't she?
Yeah, there'd be nothing left.
As soon as she'd be allowed out, she'd be going back while we're on holiday to my mum. So
yeah, we'd keep her in for like a week or two, and then she'd have 1 week where she's allowed out, and then she'd be going back to Wales when we're on holiday.
She'll be here soon. It's not long now, but we do all miss her.
She's gonna love it though.
She loves grass.
Because we discovered she loves grass from her being. She just said
she loves a bit of grass.
She loves a bit of grass. She just basically lies in grass all day long at your mum's, doesn't she?
No, but she thinks she's a tiger, that's why. It's because it's the long grass. She, like, peeks her head through and then, like, it tries to attack
nothing. We play along with it, too. We let her believe she's a tiger.
She does think she's a little tiger.
Yeah. And on the talk of, like, outside stuff for the pets, the walk
for
Bluebell.
Yeah,
so many amazing walks.
It was not great, was it? It was just... You had to travel to walk, and then that kind of defeats the object of going
travel
out for
a good walk, yeah.
Yeah, or just go to the local park, which, like, Bluebell's not the greatest at socialising with other dogs.
No.
She is with humans, but other dogs, it's just not her vibe.
Yeah, yeah, so literally 5 minutes down the road, we get to a massive common, and it's just amazing.
It's not even a common, though, is it? It's like fields.
It's basically field. There's actually horses in it as well all the time. It's really
but it's,
like,
there's
you
a
can
whole
just
trail.
Walk up to the horses.
It's like a 7 mile trail you can walk.
Yeah. And that's only one. There's loads of other places to go.
Yeah, that was a big reason why we wanted to move, was it, for Blue?
Yeah. Because we had to drive to Wimbledon Common, you have to go down Putney High Street, which is literally the busiest road in London almost.
Yeah. Not fun.
So yeah, all in all, the house is amazing. We're settling in.
Yeah. So what are your top five things you're most looking forward to in the new house? I don't mind.
Well, I've kind of already done it, obviously, but cooking is an absolute joy.
Yeah. For other people too, you really like cooking for people.
Oh yeah, I can't wait to invite friends round.
And now we have the dining table, we can do that.
Yeah, I have some friends that live here already who have girlfriends, so I'm going to try and get Megan and so we can do double dates and stuff like that. And we can
have
dinner parties.
Our London friends will come down.
I know.
George and Hall are going to come down 2 weeks.
Are they?
Yeah.
George is that after we go away?
After, yeah.
So that's one. Another thing is we did actually get a new TV when we moved in, literally on the day, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we got a sound bar, which I've never had. What?
You're such a boy.
No, I've got a sound bar. It's got a subwoofer. It makes the viewing experience sick. Like, it feels like you're in the cinema.
That's what you're most excited for of the future of the house.
I'm just thinking, like, things... Well, what can you really say? I mean, I'm just thinking about things that I'm excited to do. So watching movies on our lovely sofa with our TV and with the soundbar.
Film day.
I know what one of yours will be, so I won't take that.
I know what you're going to say.
So, and also, like I said, setting up my drums in the cabin.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be amazing.
The shed
when it comes
project.
To summer... Yeah. And then when it comes to summer, we're kind of coming to the end of summer now, but next year, enjoying that garden, making it look really nice. Getting some nice furniture out there, because we don't have furniture there at the moment.
Yeah, we do need a little table, don't we?
And I guess just seeing everything coming together and getting finished upstairs. And
yeah, I don't want it to finish too quick, though.
No, but you know, like that, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
I can't wait to paint the walls.
Yeah. Is that one of yours?
No.
What's yours, then?
Well, obviously my top ones are autumn and Christmas.
Right.
I can't wait for it to be autumn first, because when we get back from being away, I'm going to decorate.
Yep.
Yep.
You mean we're going to decorate?
No, I'm going to decorate. You don't get involved in the autumn decorations.
Oh, what you mean? I thought you meant painting.
No, I mean decorate for autumn. I mean leaves.
I think that's what people think you mean. When someone says decorate, I think... They mean painting walls?
No. Get your leaves. I get some acorns.
By decorating, you mean you're going to go to HomeSense, get a trolley full of tatty crap.
It's not tatty, and I
just
keep all
make
of
the
it.
House all cluttered
we've,
with
no,
all that
we've
shit.
No, we've got storage now, so all our Christmas and autumn stuff's already in there, but I need to upsize because we've upsized. So, yeah, I'm going to do some HomeSense trips and also actual nature. I like going and get acorns if I can find some conkers.
Sure you can somewhere.
And just when I, oh, that's one thing, the fireplace.
Yeah, that was one I was going to say, but I didn't say because I thought.
Yeah, the fireplace. We've got two real log burners in the house, which was my like thing I wanted when we were looking for a house. Niall's was the kitchen island.
Yeah.
And mine was the fireplaces because I had one when I was growing up and it's just so cozy.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited for that. You're really excited to see Poppy and Bluebell like curl up next to you, aren't you?
That'd be cute. We've got a chimney in the garden as well. We did that last weekend.
That with Brian the weekend. It was so nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really nice.
And Christmas, obviously, because we're going to host Christmas for both our families this year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to cooking that dinner.
Yeah, Nat's going to cook Christmas dinner. And I'm going to obviously decorate, get everyone to wear matching PJs. And yeah, just like my walking wardrobe, obviously.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know, really, just everything in general. It's just really nice, like even going into London for work, I can do and then still come back like late at night. So it's just really
like
nice.
Did last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just...
The 38-minute train is now 36 minutes.
Yes, literally. It's still everyone not 30, I say though, to, they're like, oh, how long does it take for you to get to London? I'm like, 30 minutes. And Al always goes, actually, 38.
Like, but I feel like at that kind of.
It's 36, so it's 30, right?
I feel that any time shorter than an hour, you have to be quite precise.
And I always...
Because half an hour, 38 minutes is closer to...
Perfectionist coming out.
It's closer to three quarters of an hour than it is to half an hour.
Or you could just be a positive person, but it takes half an hour or it takes 45 minutes.
But what if you make someone late?
I'm going to make anyone late because they'll look at the train times, all right?
Anyway, let's not get into this.
Right, I think we're going to go into some questions now. So we actually, for the first time, were able to ask on the day. So before, we were... we did always ask on the day, but we could actually say what it was for.
Yeah.
So before, we were always asking on our Instagram.
It was a big secret before.
Yeah, for help on topics, which didn't make sense. But now we can actually do it with you in real time, almost.
Did you and Niall struggle to agree on a house at all? Did you have a disagreement on what you wanted? And if so, how did you overcome that?
Loads of people have asked me that specifically about the way we decorate people and like our furniture taste.
Right.
But I think we've got a really similar taste, don't we?
Yeah.
It's very Bali inspired. And I hate when I say that. You say that too, though.
I did say that because I can't think of another way to describe it, but I do feel like a wanker when I say it. Oh, you've been to Bali, okay.
We got engaged in Bali.
What does
that
mean?
Bali means something to us.
But the way that we think of Bali inspired, that's not even Bali, that's westernised.
No,
so that's why I feel like it.
I said when we were in Bali, like on my vlogs, I was like, that's how I would have my bed. Like, we've got like really thin, white, linen-y, is it linen? No.
I think so.
Curtains. That are very Bali style because they're just super summery.
Yeah.
And then we have like a lot of wood furniture.
I feel like with the whole Bali inspired thing, you do have to be a little bit careful. You can't, it won't work. Exactly what you get in Bali won't work in here.
No, because, no, obviously not.
But Bali inspired, that's fine.
Inspired? It's not Bali.
It's not
full stop.
Bali-esque.
Yeah, Bali-esque. But in the house in general, it's weird because actually at the beginning... At the beginning, when we first started house hunting, we thought we were going to go for a barn conversion, didn't we?
Yeah, that was what we were looking for.
Yeah.
I don't know what. I guess if a nice barn conversion came up, then it would have been fine. But as we learnt with your budget and how hard it is and the competition finding nice houses, you just kind of you can't set your restrictions
too much,
can you?
But also. With barn conversions, they are usually in the middle of nowhere.
Oh,
and
yeah,
originally,
yeah.
I did want that. But then the more we looked at houses, the more I realised actually, like when we have kids and stuff, it will be really difficult. Because I lived in a barn conversion in the middle of nowhere. And my mum was like,
great. Don't
do it.
Yeah.
And I think that was why I first wanted to look for one like that. Because I was basically searching for my childhood home in our home. Which I actually, Bright... said my best friend Bri, she said it reminds me of your old house because
nice.
Of the beams and the way that the rooms aren't like just squares, there's upstairs they're quite like sorts of little coves and like it's not the same,
yeah,
but it has a similar vibe. But we're actually in a really good location in terms of like...
You love the location here. Everything's like 5 minutes away, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, everything's really
five
close.
5 to 10 minutes away.
But it still feels like we're in the country, but we're also so close to London.
Yeah.
But yeah, when we originally were looking at barn conversions, also they can be quite dark as well, and we really wanted a light...
And old, which is
but then we
problematic
really wanted
sometimes.
Beams, and that was what I
well,
thought
beams.
Barn conversions... I know, but that's originally we thought that...
Yeah,
that meant barn conversion.
Yeah, I mean that other house that we actually offered on before this one wasn't a barn conversion, but the location. I'm so glad we didn't live there.
Yeah, yeah.
So glad we didn't get that place.
Yeah, no, I am too.
Because we are still young, we don't want to just be out in the middle of nowhere by ourselves, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You want a community.
Yeah.
But we are just quite lucky that we have very similar taste in furniture, in houses.
Yeah.
We just
to be honest, I'm just more like laid back about it. We do have similar taste for sure, but it's quite often you that's looking for the furniture because you like, that's what you're
into. But I always
into.
Check with you first.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, you do. But it's not like I don't spend that much time thinking about it. And
no.
I think that generally, like I was talking to Tom the other day and he was saying that when they moved into their flat, Jade was just ordering loads and loads of stuff and she'd just say, oh, you need to pay me for this and this. And he was like, I just don't really care that much.
Yeah.
And I would say, I do care, but a little bit less, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then eventually he said, you need to stop ordering stuff. I'm not giving you any more money.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
I think girls tend to be more into that kind of thing.
Yeah, I do think that we are just lucky that we have similar taste.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think... I don't know why that is, to be honest.
But I think everyone that's come in here said it's really nice.
But everyone who comes in here says it's really us.
Yeah.
Which is quite funny, like, that people say that. Because
yeah.
You said that, Rach, didn't you?
Mm. Yeah.
What Rachel said is literally like I've walked into your brain. That's what she said when she walked in here.
I just think the kitchen's quite clean, kind of aesthetically, and then... The rest of the stuff is a bit more, like, we like that rustic feel, don't we?
But it's still light, airy, and sociable.
A bit minimal, because we don't want to ruin the space, as well as cozy.
Because Niall let me keep my star fairy lights across the room.
They've grown on me, to be honest.
He was like, no, that's not cool.
My stepdad said he liked them.
Did he?
Him, of all people, I thought he wouldn't.
It's cozy. I think fairy lights make rooms.
Yeah. Well, I think the sofa makes the room, to be honest. The sofa makes the room. And I wasn't keen on that fireplace, remember? But now with all the furniture in, I like it. I feel
like
it fits in. I feel like the way they had their furniture set up before, just the fireplace just didn't look nice with that setup. But now with our setup, I think it looks a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Next question.
Hi, Megan and Niall. First of all, I just wanted to say how much I love your podcast and your vlogs and everything. You guys are great. My question was, how did you guys know that the house that you're living in right now is the one for you? And what made you decide to want to buy instead of continue renting?
How did we know? We just knew.
Just walked in.
We were like blown away.
And this was after, in the same day, that we'd viewed another house that we thought we wanted.
We'd offered on.
Maybe we're just not that picky.
No, we are. But I was picky when I was searching.
Right.
So when I was searching on Rightmove, like every day,
yeah.
We only viewed ones that I knew we'd like.
Yeah.
I know what I want. And I know what I like, actually, which is more the thing. It's like when I go shopping, I don't pick up things rarely that actually I don't like on. I'm like, yeah, that'll look nice. And it's the same with the house.
Yeah.
And it's the same when we were renting. I just only really looked at places I really liked because of experience. But that is through experience of looking at properties before, like through renting, I mean. But again, we were quite lucky that it was quick. We found one we absolutely loved.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think people just say you kind of know when you walk in. Although I was not allowing myself to get emotionally attached, like I was saying. But I just knew. But I didn't even really want to admit it because I was like, because the other house we'd offered on was a new build. So it would have been a very easy, like, definite. And I was scared of this house because I was like, I love it. But they told us on the day it was like an open house viewing. They had 40 people interested in it.
Loads of interest, wasn't there?
Loads and loads and loads of interest. And basically it was going to be a bid war. And I was like, I literally am too... I don't know if I can deal with that. Because, like, I'm so scared that I'll be really upset.
Yeah.
Because, like, I just didn't want to be, you know, gutted if we didn't get it. Yeah. But then we thought we'd take the risk, didn't we? But you just know when you walk in the house, I think, that you get the vibe. I really, like, go off the vibe of things and the energy and I don't know.
Well, it ticked two big boxes. One for you was the fireplaces.
And yours was the island.
The kitchen, which we said already. But, yeah, as soon as I walked in anyway, because I didn't actually like this from the pictures.
No,
I didn't
like
this one that much.
I knew you'd like it in person.
It was way bigger in person to me.
Yeah.
So as soon as we walked in, I was like, Jesus.
Yeah.
This is the one.
And the reason we wanted to buy instead of rent is because, one, we felt ready. Two, we were at a point where we could because of books and needing that for the mortgage. I had just hit the point of a 2-year like turnaround.
Yeah.
Because when you're self-employed, I think you have to have that.
Yeah.
And then also, we just wanted, when you
it
rent,
doesn't
you
make
don't,
sense to
no,
rent.
We were spending more on our rent in London than our mortgages here.
Yeah.
In a house that's like 3 times, 4 times the size of it, maybe yeah. 3 times.
I'd say as long as you can move, if you're renting, as long as you can move into a place that isn't worse than what you're living in currently, it surely makes sense to try and move into a house and actually own something.
If you physically
yourself.
Can buy, if you've got, yeah. if you can do it, I think you should do it because
it doesn't make sense putting money in someone else's pocket.
Yeah, and your mortgage is going towards owning yeah. the property,
and you get
not
a property ladder, which is
yeah.
really important,
and not just chucking. And is right now a good time to buy because of Brexit? I think actually
I
might
think
be.
It probably is. Yeah, because our economy's a bit effed.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think
that's
if you can...
As far as my knowledge goes in economics.
Let's not go into Brexit. Yeah. No, but I think, as like, just when you can, especially with the rent prices in London, it just didn't make sense anymore, did it? And because no. I wanted to get out.
Yeah.
What area did you finally decide to live in, and what was it that made you decide to live there? Was it the countryside, the easy commute? Just what was it that really drew you to it?
Well,
both of the things she just said.
Yeah, the countryside and the commute. I mean, as we said, it takes half an hour, 35 minutes.
36 fucking minutes.
to get to London so we can get in for work and also partying.
Which also, Megan does every weekend.
The other thing I was going to say is we wanted to move the direction towards my mum, who lives in Wales, didn't we? So originally I wanted to live in between London and Wales. We don't actually live in the middle now, we live nearer London, which I realise now is a better idea anyway.
Yeah.
Because of friends
and
work.
And value of property.
Yeah, so yeah. But yeah, that's why we picked the area. And yeah, the commute, countryside, Niall knew the area quite well. And yeah, just so basically I was saying to Niall, like I was saying to Rachel and Bella actually in the car, my life doesn't feel like I've started a whole new chapter. It feels like I've just, well, it does, but it doesn't feel like I'm
starting
afresh.
New. Yeah.
It feels like I'm still living the same life I was in London.
Yeah.
But in an environment that I love, in a house that I own, but it's not like I need to go and, you know, make a whole new friendship group or, you know, start fresh, like a first day at school. It feels the same, which helps me not feel homesick, because I do get homesick feelings quite easily, but I haven't.
I do, yeah, and I do feel something that's probably helped that as well is London has such a kind of big impact on your life, and it's so quick, for instance.
Fast
everything's
pace.
There. Moving completely away from London, I think, would have been too much of a drastic change away
yeah,
from that life.
Yeah, if we lived in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
But
so
everything's still very accessible here.
Yeah, it's definitely still different. It's definitely different here, but it's still a little bit... It's quite close to London, so you still have that sort of energy.
But I know? Do feel like, because I drive, I feel like I can just hop in my car and
yeah.
drive to Wales and see my mum and Bri if I want, or
yeah.
my friends from Brecon. Mm. So... or drive to London, get the train to London. So I think it does make a big difference when you can drive.
Yeah. I'm going to book my driving lessons tomorrow. Another good thing about where we live, this is more for the future, but it's good for raising families.
Yeah, there's really good schools around here.
Yeah.
There is really a really good infant school, specifically. And it's literally down the road. To be fair, though, I was thinking about that because the other house that we liked, which we offered on, like, for our kids, it would have been a nightmare.
So boring.
We would have had to drive them everywhere.
Mm.
And, like, this sort, because we live in quite a residential area now, they can just, like, probably go around and see their friends. They could walk to school from here, mm-hmm. which is so nice. I never had that when I was little. And
do you think we'll actually have kids in here?
Yeah,
in this house?
Definitely. That's why we've got four bloody bedrooms. What do you want to do with them all? It's a forever home, right?
I think my mindset is still in that sort of routine of move place every year to 2 years.
Yeah, but we've been living like that for 6 years. You say, like, oh, you're going to get bored. I hate that. I hate that we always had to move.
No, I don't want to do that, but
I didn't like our flat that much in the end in London, but that's just because of where it was.
Yeah.
But I don't want to move anymore. I want to settle.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I guess that's that one answered.
Kids coming soon, guys.
With big eyebrows. Well, that was a long time coming, wasn't it?
It was indeed.
I still can't quite believe that we're here in the new house.
It was quite nice talking about it, actually.
Yeah, and it was really nice that it was still fresh. Like, I mean, it's only been 2 weeks, so I think it was good that we chatted about it now while the feelings are still on the surface.
Yeah, we have been talking about it a lot on our YouTubes as well, haven't we?
Yes, so if you want to see more, go check out our YouTube channel.
You want to see the visuals of what we've been talking about, yeah, check
and
it out.
And my daily vlogging, which I'm very proud of.
Very proud of your daily vlogging, aren't you?
Yeah. And this is actually our last episode of the season.
Oh, what?
We need one of those crying sounds there.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you have, me and Megan have really, really enjoyed recording this podcast.
Yeah, it's been Niall's dream to do a podcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it feels weird that we do our own.
Yeah.
It's our first little project together properly.
I guess it is, yeah. Yeah. We were going to start a YouTube channel together, we never did, so.
We decided this podcast instead would be better.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been interesting. It's been a little bit scary to do, to be honest. It's one of those things that you just got to throw yourself into in life, but had an amazing time.
I felt really like I've learned while doing it, loads of stuff.
Yeah, whenever you do something out of your comfort zone, you learn.
Grow.
Although that's a cliche, it's true.
Yeah. But yeah, we really hope you enjoyed. And if you did, please do leave us a review and a 5-star rating. And follow us on Instagram at Sweet and Sour Podcast for more updates for when season 2 may be coming.
Yes, there'll be lots more content coming on the Instagram page, so definitely go give that a follow.
But yeah, we hope you enjoyed the final episode of Sweet and Sour for this season. I'm Megan.
And I'm Niall. Thank you for listening and have a sweet week.